Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. There are six things the Lord hates. No, seven things he detests. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in a family. We spend a lot of time talking and singing about the fact that God is a God of love. That's absolutely right. But we shouldn't forget that God also has a list of pet hates. None of the things on this list come as a surprise. God hates arrogance because the arrogant person has no time or space for him. They believe that they already have all the answers and are content with the way that they are. God hates lies, murder, and those who eagerly scheme to do evil, and he detests the person who sows trouble and division in a family. God wants us to follow him, to allow our lives to be shaped by his attitudes. So I have to conclude that he wants us to be haters too. He would like us to have a list of things that we detest with such intensity that we're not prepared to live with them. He wants us to stand up against those who tell lies. That would give us quite a lot of work to do because we hear lies in one form or another every day. Advertisers confidently tell us how we can find peace and fulfillment in life. By buying their holiday, their car or cosmetics, suddenly our lives will be transformed and we will find contentment. However, it's just not true. Somebody needs to stand up and dispute their claims. At the heart of God's concerns is his longing for justice. Time and again throughout the Bible, God shows his hatred of how the weak are crushed by the injustices of society. If we love God, we cannot stand idly by and allow injustice to win. We need to get involved in the messy business of challenging injustice and getting alongside those who are the victims of our materialistic and ungodly society. Hatred might seem to be a strange word to associate with God, but the reason for it is because he is a God of love. He loves us and our world so much that he's not willing for evil to succeed. So let me ask you a question. What are the things that you hate, and what do you do as a result of hating them? And now let's pray together. Loving God, help us to think more and more in the way that you do. Help us to love other people by hating those things which ruin their lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I'd encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.